Just get to the money.
We need something else.
We do. It's not quick enough.
Fault, Gordon. I love that chord.
Money. Good afternoon, gamblers. Hey. This is Bro 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 Bets, a show for degenerates by degenerates. It is Tuesday, March 12th. We did okay yesterday. Well, let's put this. Some of us did well. Others did not. Let's go. Todd, you were 2-2. Would you like to speak on any of your bets?
I felt really confident on San Jose, and that pulled off for me, the hockey bet. Boston can go fuck themselves.
Yep, that was not good. The Celtics did not look good.
Nah, they didn't show up. Mm-hmm. They didn't show up. So who else I have?
Sacramento plus two.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was looking good, and then they shit the bed.
And then you won also NIU minus four.
Yeah, that was a lock. That was absolutely a lock. I felt there was no doubt in my mind about that. So, you know what? Yeah, the two I felt strongest about pulled it off. I just need to stick with that, I think.
Ty is not here right now. That reminds me, I'm here with Todd McComas. I am Diggs. Gumpy's still in town. Gorms.
Yo.
And Bailey back on a ones and twos. Ty went 1-0 yesterday with an Astros Grapefruit League run line. Easy W.
Incredible.
Easy W. Gumpy went 1-1. OKC plus three. And then you also had the Celtics money line. Would you like to speak to any of those?
OKC was a lock. Westbrook went off. He hit a three last night from the U, like almost from center, dude.
Was that before or after he tried to go in the crowd to fight that lovely couple?
I think that got him even more fired up. Those teams hate each other, man. The Jazz knocked him out in the playoffs last year. If they play each other again this year, it's going to go off.
Gorms, 3-1. Good night, buddy.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
Not bad.
Don't fucking not bad me. 3-1's a good night.
I know, but 4-0 is better. Yeah, and yeah, why? You're right. Why I took the home Minnesota Wild against San Jose Sharks team. Never close, 3-0 loss. So that's the bruise I still
Brooklyn,
have.
Brooklyn, I mean,
yesterday.
You had some easy wins too. Brooklyn was a soak. Clippers were a soak. Houston was an easy W. Nice little night for you, Gorms.
Not bad.
Good job.
Let's get the
I'm proud of you.
Let's get the
Thank you, Tato.
I went 1-4.
Hey,
it happens.
1-4. Toronto got blown out by Cleveland. Everyone saw that one. Even D Wade tweeted about it. I feel you, fucking D Wade. Hofstra was an 11-point favorite. They ended one by like five or so. They were winning by 15 at one point. Savannah State never had a chance against the fucking. I don't even know who it was. But I know they were fucking 5-29
Savannah
on the year.
Savannah State.
And then
it's
Eastern
on you.
Michigan got fucking. Eastern Michigan was up, I believe, 10.5.
Yeah.
And then they lost by 30, maybe.
That one crushed my soul because you felt so strongly about it. I'm like, I'm going to take that one, put a hundo on it. Fuck.
The only team that came through for me was Wofford. Wofford's going to be a really dangerous team in the tournament. Look out for them.
I'm shocked. They're 22 in the nation
right now.
Dude,
they're very fucking good.
How about that?
Like I said yesterday, their only losses are to Big Five conferences, and they're good teams too, like UNC, Kansas, Mississippi State. I think Oklahoma was the other one. So they're good. They're not going to be an easy out. All right, let's get into today's picks.
Let's do it.
Today's a great day. Conference tournaments, big conference tournaments are starting. ACC tournaments start today, so there's some noon games. We got some Champions League on at 2:30. Then we got NBA and NHL normal schedules tonight. It's a nice little day. Let's start in the NBA, Todd.
Okay. All right. I'm kind of going with, you warned me
correct
yesterday that teams that are playing for nothing can be dangerous this late, and teams that are secure, those matchups are bad. So I'm leaning toward over and unders on this one. I'm going to take the over at 233 with the Clippers. They're at home against the Trailblazers.
That's going to be a good – because that game is actually four. That actually game actually means something. I believe they're playing for fifth and sixth place right there.
Yeah, absolutely. And the over is 20-12 in Clippers home games. The over is 21-15 when Portland is the favorite. Mm-hmm. And 8-2 in their last 10 games. I feel strong about it. I think it's a high-scoring shootout. That's probably going to come down to the last possession. It's going to be a close game.
Okay.
But I feel like it's an easy cover. Mm-hmm. I'm also taking the over, the 76ers home against Cleveland. The over is 36-31 in Cleveland games this year. 76ers are battling for home court advantage right now. So
correct.
I feel like they're going to come out guns a-blazing. I feel like Cleveland's going to keep it within a – they're going to lose, but they're going to keep it within single digits. I think they're going to keep pace.
Some stats just on rest-wise for the Clippers off because they're on a back-to-back. The over is 8-4 on Clippers with no rest. The over on for Cleveland, because they're also off the back-to-back, is 4-7-1 on them.
Okay.
So that one goes for you, one goes against you.
Yep.
I like your thinking.
And I am going to go homer on this. I'm going to take the Pacers at -12 at home against the Knicks.
I like this pick strictly because, what, Pacers are on a two-game losing streak, mm-hmm. and there's no better team to get it right against than the Knicks.
They're strong at home. But Sabonis is back. The Knicks are in a they're a fucking abortion right now. The Pacers crush against the spread at home, and they crush against the spread against teams with a losing record. I look for the Pacers to bend them over and break it off.
All right. So speaking against going against teams that are just absolutely dog awful, I am taking the Spurs -5 against the Mavs. The Spurs have won 5 in a row. The Mavs have lost 10 of 11, 5 in a row overall. The thing that worries me against about the Mavs is they lost 5 in a row, and then they won one, and now they've lost 5 in a row. And there's a there's a good chance tonight that since I'm taking the Spurs, they're going to win one again on that sixth game. That's the only thing to look at. But this is a very, very hot team versus a very, very bad team. Mavs have been the worst team probably after the All-Star break, so I'm going to go Spurs -5.
Why is that line so small?
Doncic is a bit banged up, too. Yeah, that's a weird line.
I'm the king of finding weird lines and losing on them.
Fair enough.
It's a weird one. Just like last night with those teams that have won by 30 each game and then they fucking win by 2. Gorms, what do you got for NBA tonight?
I'm going here, and I mean hard. I like the 76ers taking on that Cleveland Cavaliers team. 5-4 since the All-Star break.
Yep.
Colin Sexton's playing some of the best basketball in the NBA. That scares me a little bit. Okay. But they are the Cavs in Philadelphia. You are at home. People are healthy. And most importantly, Joel Embiid just got himself a new puppy, named it Klaus. He is happy. He's got the puppy at home. That line, it is off the board right now, but it is going to be about 12.
Oh, no, I saw it. It's on the board here. I just had it for you. Let me find it here.
I saw it earlier.
Minus 14 and a half.
Okay, 14, so it did go up. I'm taking the 76ers for a 25-point win, type of a home win against Cleveland. Cleveland, great win against Toronto, but you're getting right on the plane, headed to Philadelphia after that. Mm-hmm. I don't see it happening. I think they get blown out. 76ers are saying, hey, we're going to be one of the top teams in the East. Mm-hmm. Speaking of top teams in the East, I like the Milwaukee Bucks against the New Orleans Pelicans.
Okay.
Drew Holiday is out. Anthony Davis kind of on a
minutes restriction.
Minutes restriction.
Doesn't play in the fourth anymore.
So Bucks have to cover 9.5 against the awful New Orleans Pelicans right now. So I'm taking the Bucks and the 76ers. I do have a little sprinkle on top.
Okay, sprinkle it on, baby.
Okay. I don't know how
you
I gauge
some sprinkles?
It. It's
we
like
sprinkles.
1 foot in the water, not two.
Well, it's like those original bets were one-unit bets, and maybe this is a half a unit, something like
Lakers,
that.
Bulls.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
My God.
In Chicago. And it's all about Andre Ingram at this point.
Correct.
Okay, the Grey Mamba coming back, a G League player that they signed to a 10-day contract. Now, LeBron James also on a minutes restriction.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I think he's going to feed this guy. He's hot from the outside. I kind of like the Lakers, again, one toe in the water. Whoa. One toe in the water to change the narrative. Lakers somehow beat an awful Chicago Bulls team. So I'm saying that's just a little sprinkle on top.
I'll probably go one toe in the water on the Bulls just because I said I was going to bet against the Lakers.
I'm with you guys. They're awful, but I'm saying
a
little
spark. I don't have the trends to back this up, but it seems like the Bulls aren't bad against the spread.
Well,
the
Bulls have been playing better lately.
LaVine shows up some nights and just goes off, man.
And fuck the Lakers, dude. Fuck LeBron. Fuck them.
All right, that's it for NBA, correct?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, let's move on to NCAA.
Good luck, Tony.
Little early action. If you are listening, if this comes out before noon, this won't be part of our cup of coffee a day parlay. But I am taking the under in Miami and Wake, which is an early, weird noon start game. And both of these teams are above 500 to the under this year. So I'm going to take the under. I believe Todd is rolling with Miami, correct?
No, I'm going with Wake Forest.
Are you going with Wake?
Yeah, plus 7.5.
Okay, so those are just our quick noon picks.
Yeah.
Our other picks, the 2:30 start game, I have Georgia Tech +2 against Notre Dame. Notre Dame is just decimated by injuries, and Georgia Tech actually has been playing bad.
Mm-hmm.
They covered both of their games in March. So I'm going to go take the points and take Georgia Tech +2 in the 2:30 game. And then tonight, another weird line. I'm not sure why it's at this. Boston College is +1 against Pitt. Not that Boston College is good, but Pitt is another team that has a bunch of injuries and has also just been fucking terrible lately. So I'm going to take Boston College +1.
I like that as well. I'm also going to take that.
Okay, do you have any others?
Nope.
Awesome. Gorms, you didn't have an NCAA?
I don't have any NCAA. I have no MLS. I have no European soccer.
You're
I am pretty much done for the day.
All right,
again.
Let's move into Gumpy then. Let's go into Gumpy's role. Gumpy, do you have any picks for today's Champions League starting at 4 p.m. Eastern?
Big Champions League day today. Juventus against Atletico. Cristiano Ronaldo's won this thing 3 years in a row. Mm-hmm. There's no one he likes beating more than Atletico.
Uh-huh.
They come out guns blazing. Juventus money line minus 150.
Okay, that's your pick?
100%.
Okay,
Let's go, soccer!
I'm going to do little sprinkle picks for Champions League just because. You could get Man City and Schalke at a draw at plus 750 right now. So might as well just throw a little bit on there. As well as Atletico. If things go weird, I mean, they beat Juventus last game, so there's no reason they can't beat them again. But they are plus 430 on the money line, so I'm going to throw a little on that as well. All right, so our cup of coffee a day parlay.
Let's hear it.
Let me know if I have any mistakes in here. Boyce, I have Georgia Tech plus 2 and Boston College plus 1. And then for my NBA, I had Spurs minus 5. And then we moved to Portland and the Clippers over 233.5. I believe it was Utah. Pacers mm-hmm. minus 12. Cleveland and the 76ers over 223. Gorms had the 76ers minus 14.5. The Bucks minus 10. And then Todd also had the Sharks and Jets over 6.5 and the Capitals over 6.5. Did I miss any boys?
Nothing here.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think we're good.
What was the spread on the Portland game?
The Portland game, I was at 2, I believe. I believe Portland's favored by 2 at the Clippers.
That's correct.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Clippers are coming off a back-to-back. It was too close of a game for me to touch. Clippers are hot.
Clippers are hot. I didn't want to touch it.
Damian Lillard could go off at any time.
Lou Williams went nuts last night. I watched that game, man. Celtics weren't even close.
All right, so our cup of coffee a day parlay is $5 to win $2,600
nice.
Today.
I like this one a lot. I think we got a chance on this one.
I fucking love it.
Good variety on this
one.
Yeah,
I feel
good variety. I feel more confident about this one than anyone we've done
Let's
so far.
Let's go Juventus.
I can't wait. Let's go. 10-0 day. Come. You heard it straight from Todd McCoy. Combs' mouth.
That's right, baby.
As always, get those bets in, and good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck, fuckers.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.